Welcome to this lesson on Nightbus Style 808 Tail Warp for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate DNB groove technique, and the big idea is simple. We are not just making an 808 louder, we are turning the tail into a moving part of the rhythm. We want that late night, haunted, rolling feeling, deep sub, warp decay, a little grit, and a groove that feels like it's sliding underneath the drums. If you've ever heard a bass hit that feels massive but still leaves space for the break, that's the target here. It should feel intentional, not like a random 808 one-shot, but like a phrase that answers the kick and snare. Let's start with the source. Load a clean 808 or sub-bass one-shot into an audio track, or trigger it from MIDI if that works better for your setup. Pick a sample with a stable fundamental and a tail that isn't already trashed. If the sample is too distorted from the start, it becomes harder to control the movement later. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM for classic jungle and old-school DNB energy. Then write a very short bass phrase. Keep it musical and sparse. Think in call and response with the drums. Maybe one note on the downbeat, another after the snare, and then a longer note that leans into the next bar. In this style, note length matters a lot. A short note gives you tight impact. A longer note gives you more bloom in the tail. A tight note or dotted rhythm can let the tail spill into the next pocket, which is often where the magic happens. The bass should feel like it's speaking between the drums, not sitting on top of them. Now we're going to split the bass into two rolls, a clean sub layer and a warp tail layer. You can do this by duplicating the track, or by using an auto effect rack with two chains. One chain is your dry sub, the other is your character tail. On the sub chain, keep it very controlled. Use EQ8 if needed to gently low pass or clean up anything unnecessary. Use utility and keep the low end mono. If you want, add a tiny bit of saturator, just enough to give the sub some density, but don't overdo it. On the tail chain, let the character live. Turn warp on. Try Complex Pro first if you want smooth stretching and a more preserved tail. If the source works better with a chopped, urgent feel, Beats mode can be interesting too. Keep the tail chain quieter than the sub at first, maybe 6 to 12 dB down, then bring it up until you feel it more than you hear it. That's an important mindset here. The tail is not there to replace the sub. It is there to add motion, attitude, and shape. Now let's warp the tail so it moves with the groove instead of just decaying naturally. Open the clip view and place a few warp markers near the end of the tail. The goal is not random stretching. The goal is controlled elasticity. You want the tail to feel like it's leaning into the grid, or maybe pulling back from it, depending on the mood. If you pull markers slightly late, the tail can feel more lazy and dragging. If you pull them slightly early, it can feel more urgent and snapping. Both can work in DNB. The key is to do it with intention and keep the changes subtle. Usually a few milliseconds is enough. Small moves often feel heavier than big obvious ones. Complex Pro is a strong starting point, because it usually keeps the body of the sample intact while giving you room to stretch the end. If the tail starts sounding weird, plastic, or smeared, back off and simplify the warp. This technique works best when the pitch center stays stable and the movement comes from the tail shape, not from the whole low end wobbling around. Next, we add weight and texture with Ableton stock devices. Drum bus is great here. A little drive can make the tail feel thicker and more physical. Crunch can add edge and make the movement more audible on smaller speakers. Keep boom very careful if you use it, because too much can make the low end messy fast. Saturator is another good option. A small amount of drive can push harmonics into the tail and help it cut through the break without needing more volume. Soft clip can be really useful, because it thickens the sound without making it collapse too hard. EQ8 should still be working in the background. If the tail starts filling up the low mids too much, clean out some of the 200 to 400 Hz area. If you want the movement to read more clearly, a gentle lift in the upper mids can help, but stay conservative. This is still a sub-focused sound. The job is weight first, tone second. If you want a more haunted or dubby character, you can also experiment with a very subtle echo or filtered delay on the tail. Keep it short and filtered. The effect should feel like atmosphere around the bass, not a delay lead line. Now we shape the impact with automation. This is where the whole thing starts to feel arranged instead of just processed. Automate filter cutoff, saturator drive, drum bus crunch, utility gain, or the track volume. The simplest idea is this. Keep the tail a little closed at the start of the note, then open it slightly toward the end. That gives you a bloom. It feels like the sound is inhaling under the drums, and then releasing pressure at the right moment. A strong move is to let the tail bloom after the first snare in a bar, then pull it down before the next snare. that creates a sense of phrasing. In a roller, you can make the bass answer on the offbeat or on the in end of 2 or 4. In a jungle context, the bass should leave room for the break to breathe. This is also where you want to think like a drum programmer, not just a sound designer. Treat the tail like percussion. If the note is too synthy, shorten the MIDI and let the warp tail act like a rhythmic response. That often works better in old-school DNB than a long-sustained bass note that just hangs there. Now let's glue the bass to the drums. Use sidechain compression, either from the kick or from the full drum bus if the groove is dense. Keep the settings fairly moderate. A ratio somewhere between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Attack should be fairly quick, but not so fast that it kills the shape of the note. Release should be timed to recover naturally with the groove. You usually only need a few dB of gain reduction on the tail layer. If the bass is stepping on the snare, that is the first place to check. You can sidechain harder, shorten the note, or automate the tail volume down just before the snare hits. In this style, the snare gap matters. Sometimes you want the bass to set up the snare. Sometimes you want it to duck away from the snare. And sometimes you want a bit of collision for tension. Just make that choice on purpose. Ableton's groove pool can also help if you want the bass to share some of the break swing. Keep it subtle. You don't want the sub to feel unstable. Light groove is usually enough to give the phrase some pocket without losing control. Now think about arrangement. This technique works best when it has a roll. For a drop, maybe you start with a dry, tight sub and then bring in the warp tail as a response after the snare. For a switch up, you can let the tail open wider and add more saturation. For an 8-bar turnaround, increase the tail movement a little so it starts feeling like a minorizer. For intro and outro sections, strip it back and leave space for DJ mixing. A very useful habit is to build contrast every 8 bars. One section can stay tighter and drier. The next can become more open, more warped, and a little more aggressive. That contrast is what keeps the groove alive. Another powerful move is resampling. Once the bass feels right, record it to audio. This gives you a lot more control. You can chop the hits, move them slightly earlier or later, reverse a tail, trim the ending, or fade clips for cleaner transitions. This is a classic DNB workflow: commit, print, and shape. Sometimes it's faster and better than endlessly tweaking live effects. Also, when you resample, you can judge the bass in the context of the whole loop, which is crucial. A tail that sounds huge in solo might blur badly once the break and snare come back in. Always check it in the full mix, especially around the 150 to 300 Hz area where mud can build up fast. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't let the tail cover the snare. If that happens, shorten the note or duck the tail more aggressively. Second, don't leave too much sub inside the warp tail. Keep the main bottom end in the dry chain and clean up the tail if necessary. Third, don't warp so hard that the bass turns smeary or plastic. Subtle is usually better. Fourth, don't oversaturate everything. The sub should stay mostly clean, and the grit should live mainly on the tail or harmonics. Fifth, always check mono. Anything below roughly 120 Hz should stay solid and centered. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push the sound darker and heavier. Try a tiny pitch movement on the tail layer, maybe just a few cents up or down, to add an ease. Layer a very quiet filtered res underneath if you want more width and tension. Add a little noise or crackle if you want the sound to feel more physical. Use very subtle room or plate space only on the tail if you want it to exist in a darker environment. And if you want extra flexibility, print a few versions, one clean, one saturated, and one more warped and aggressive. Then choose the right one for each section of the track. For practice, build a 2-bar bass phrase at 172 BPM and make 3 versions, a clean sub, a warp tail, and an aggressive tail. Use Complex Pro on the tail version and move 1 or 2 warp markers near the end. Add drum bus or saturator differently on each chain. Sidechain lightly from the kick, then loop it with a jungle break and ask yourself which version hits hardest, which one leaves the best pocket for the snare, and which one feels most like that Nightbiz vibe. The main takeaway is this. A Nightbiz style 808 tail warp is not just a sound design trick. It's a groove technique. Split the sub from the tail, warp the tail with intention. Keep the low end mono and controlled, sidechain so the drums can breathe, and automate the tail so it supports the arrangement. In DNB, heavy bass is not only about weight, it's about phrasing, tension, and how the bass talks to the break. That's what makes this hit like a proper jungle or old school drop. If you want, I can also turn this into a tighter, more energetic voiceover version with short section cues for recording.